The foreign minister would have the power to rip up deals between state and foreign governments under proposed new federal laws being revealed today. The rules would also cover agreements with councils, universities and foreign governments. One of the first deals likely to be examined and possibly torn up is Victoria's agreement with China's controversial Belt and Road Initiative. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
The Victorian government angered Canberra 2 years ago when it negotiated an understanding with China to participate in its controversial Belt and Road Initiative. Now, Scott Morrison's government's planning to firmly retake sole control of foreign policy.
To me, this sounds sensible. This is a re-grabbing of control that the Commonwealth should never have allowed to seep away from its hands when it comes to Australian foreign interests and national security interests.
That's Peter Jennings of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says the deal between China and the Victorian government should never have been allowed.
That was something that the Victorian government pursued quite openly against the stated interests of the federal government and the opposition. To say that Australia was not going to commit itself to those types of arrangements. Now, I just don't see that that is something that should be sustainable. And if the law is directed against those types of activities, well, then that's fair enough. But, you know, consider this, Tom. I would imagine one area that will be very much under the scope of this new arrangement is the lease of the Port of Darwin, okay, which was a 100-year lease arrangement signed by the Northern Territory government with a Chinese company.
But James Lawrenson at the Australia-China Relations Institute at the University of Technology, Sydney, says there should be contestability in foreign policy.
I haven't seen any firm evidence that the Victorian government's Belt and Road Memorandum of Understanding with China has somehow undermined Australian foreign policy. We know the Australian government has been running a very tough line on China. That's been consistent, and it hasn't been affected by the Belt and Road Memorandum of Understanding at all. So, there are issues about whether this is an overreaction.
And he says the federal government's moves are likely to deepen the already strained relationship between Beijing and Canberra.
China will see it as another measure that is targeted at China. We know this is off the back of that strange foreign investment decision by Josh Frydenberg the other day to block a Chinese buyer buying a drinks manufacturer in Australia.
Business leaders are worried too. David Olson is the president of the Australia-China Business Council.
I don't think it's going to assist the relationship at the moment. The big point is that we need to have conversations. And importantly, within Australia, we need to be able to develop a framework so that we can actually have conversations within our own nation and within our governments, federal and state, and with business as to how we balance the important economic relationship we have with China with the increasing security and national interest issues that we have to look at as well.
The Australia-China Business Council President David Olson ending Tom Eagledon's report.